Title: Guide for Riser for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Beginner: All right, let's build a proper deep jungle atmosphere riser in Ableton Live 12. And I want you to forget the idea that a riser is just white noise going up. In jungle and drum and bass, a great riser is more like a controlled pressure build. It sets the mood, creates tension, and then it gets out of the way so the drop feels massive. We're also going to approach this with a mastering mindset. That means we care about headroom, spectral control, mono compatibility, and how the transition translates when it's loud. By the end, you'll have a 4 or 8 bar riser made of 3 layers: an air layer for width and motion, a tone layer for musical tension, and an effects texture layer for grime and movement. Then we'll glue it together on a riser bus so it behaves like one polished element. Step 0, set up the session. If you're working in a jungle or DNB context, set your tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. Put your grid so automation is easy to draw, like 1 bar or half bar increments. Then place your riser in the last 4 to 8 bars before the drop. If you're arranging in a typical way, imagine: intro for 16 bars, build for 16 bars, then the drop lands right after that. Now, let's create a clean workflow. Make 3 tracks, name them Riser Air, Riser Tone, and Riser FX. Then select them and group them. Name the group Riser Bus. Here's a big beginner win: gain stage early. On each riser track, aim for peaks around -12 to -9 dBFS before the bus. That's not quiet in a bad way. That's headroom on purpose. Your drop will hit harder, and your riser won't turn into harsh, crunchy nonsense the moment you add reverb and saturation. Quick coach note before we start designing: pick a frequency lane. For deep jungle, a really safe lane for your riser is often around 700 Hz to 7K Hz. Mid-focused, tense, atmospheric. If your snare is super bright, you might keep your riser a bit lower, like 800 Hz to 4K Hz, so the snare still feels like the announcement right before the drop. Cool. Layer 1. The air or noise riser. This is the jungle fog. Go to your riser air track and load operator. In operator, set oscillator to noise, ideally white noise. Turn off the other oscillators so it's just noise. Now add devices in this order: auto filter, auto pan, reverb, and EQ8. On auto filter, choose a 24 dB low pass filter. Bring resonance up somewhere around 0.6 to 0.85, because that resonance creates that whistly tension. If it feels too polite, add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Now automate the filter frequency. Start around 300 Hz and over 4 to 8 bars. Open it up toward 14K Hz. That's your main sweep. Add auto pan next. Keep it subtle. Amount around 20 to 35%. Sync the rate to 1/4 or 1/8, and set the phase to 180 degrees so it creates wide movement. Then reverb. Go for a medium to large space, side around 40 to 70%, decay around 3 to 6 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. And here's the important part: use the reverb's high cut, something like 6 to 10 kHz, so the top end doesn't get fizzy and annoying. Keep dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. Now EQ8 at the end. High pass it. Cut everything below 200 to 400 Hz with a steep slope. You do not want this noise feeding low end into your drop. And if it starts poking your ears, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. That's layer 1. Wide, moving air that builds tension but stays out of your sub's way. Layer 2. The tone riser. This is what makes it feel musical, not generic. Go to riser tone and load waveditable. Pick something clean, like a sine or triangle on oscillator 1. If you want a touch of grit, bring in oscillator 2 very quietly, but keep it subtle. Now add auto filter, saturator, delay or echo, EQ8, and utility. Create a MIDI clip that's 4 bars long, holding one sustained note. A1 or A2 is a good starting point. The note itself doesn't matter as much as the movement we automate. First automation: pitch rise. In waveditable, automate transpose from 0 semitones up to plus 12 semitones over the length of your riser. If it's an 8 bar riser, take your time and do the plus 12 over all 8 bars for a slower creep. Second automation: filter opening. On auto filter, start low, maybe around 200 Hz, and open to somewhere like 8 to 12 kHz. Resonance around 0.3 to 0.55 gives it some bite, without turning into a whistle drill. Third automation: urgency at the end. On saturator, use analog clip, turn on soft clip, and automate drive from maybe 1 or 2 dB at the start up to 5 to 8 dB by the end. This is a classic trick. It feels like you're getting louder and more intense, even if your fader isn't going crazy. Now for delay or echo. Keep it subtle but vibey. Time at 1/8 works, but 3/16 is a really nice jungle roll feel. Feedback around 15% to 30%. Filter the delay so it doesn't carry mud. Cut lows below about 300 Hz, and trim highs above 8 to 10 Khz. Mix around 8 to 18%. You want space, not a delay solo. Then utility, set width somewhere like 110 to 140% to give it size. But remember this line, because it matters later. If it collapses in mono, we'll back it off. Wide is fun, but clubs and mono systems are not forgiving. Layer 3, the FX Texture Riser. This is where you get that dusty, lived-in jungle atmosphere. On Riser FX, grab an atmospheric sample. Rain, final crackle, a field recording, even a long pad tail. Drop it into simpler. Use classic mode, enable looping and pick a short loop region so it sustains as a texture. Now add Redux, optional chorus ensemble, auto filter, reverb, and EQ8. On Redux, be gentle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction at 0 to 2. We're aiming for old system haze, not broken video game. On auto filter, try a band pass filter. BP12 is great. Sweep the frequency from around 600 Hz up to around 6 Khz across the riser. And push resonance up around 0.5 to 0.9 for that boxed, radio tension sound that's super jungle. Then reverb for size, but again, keep it controlled. And EQ8, high pass up to 250 to 500 Hz so this layer never clouds the sub drop. At this point, you have three layers feeding the riser bus. Now we polish it like a pro. On the riser bus group, add devices in this order: EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, limiter, and utility. First, EQ8, high pass the whole riser bus around 150 to 250 Hz. This is non-negotiable for most drum and bass drops. If it's harsh, dip gently around 2.5 to 5 Khz by 1 to 3 dB. If it's too hissy, add a gentle shelf down above 10 to 12 Khz. Teacher tip: throw Spectrum on the riser bus as a sanity check. Not as a target, just watch for two things. 1. A low-end hill below 200 Hz, which often means your reverbs or delays are leaking lows. 2. A narrow spike around 3 to 5 Khz, which is the "this hurts when it's loud" zone. Next, glue compressor. We're not slamming this. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just binding the layers together so they feel like one object moving forward. Then saturator on the bus, drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on. And very important, trim the output so it isn't tricking you by being louder. Match the loudness. We want it to feel denser, not just louder. Limiter next, but only as a safety. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. You want it catching the occasional peak, like 0 to 2 dB reduction. If it's constantly limiting, you've pushed the bus too hard. Finally, utility for stereo discipline. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 to 200 Hz. Even if you high pass the bus, this is extra insurance that anything poking down there stays centered. Then check width. If it's too wide and facey, bring it down to maybe 90 to 110%. Now the part that makes it feel like real DNB. Automation. First, volume curve. Don't do a straight ramp. Do a slow rise for about 70% of the riser, then a steeper push in the last bar. That shake feels like tension accelerating. Second, the pre-drop pull. In the last quarter bar before the drop, pull the riser bus volume down by 1 to 3 dB, or reduce reverb dry slash wet slightly. This creates that suck in moment so the drop punches harder. Third, cut it clean at the drop. At the downbeat, hard cut the riser or do a super short fade like 10 to 30 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Don't let a huge tail wash over your first kick and snare unless you consciously want that washed, dreamy impact. Most jungle drops want that first hit clean. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. If your riser has too much low end, it kills the drop impact. High pass is your friend. If it's overly wide, it might sound huge on headphones and weak in mono. Always do a mono test. Put utility at the end of the bus temporarily and toggle mono. If it collapses dramatically, reduce extreme stereo sources or make sure you have a strong mono core, usually the tone layer. If there's a harsh build between 3 and 6 Khz, you'll get ear fatigue and your snare will feel smaller. Tame it early and don't make your riser louder than the drop elements. That's backwards energy. Here are a couple pro-style upgrades you can try once the basic version works. Try a band pass focused sweep for darker, box tension, especially on the FX layer. Try call and response with the drums, by dipping the riser bus volume slightly on snare hits as you approach the drop. Even half a dB to 1 dB makes it feel like the groove is in control. And for a really spicy final moment, you can add a tiny micro stutter near the end with beat repeat on the bus. Keep the mix low, chants low, just texture, then cut at the drop. Let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice plan. Make a 4-bar riser, using just 2 layers, riser air with operator noise and auto filter, and riser tone with wave eatable and the pitch rise. On the riser bus, at EQ8 with a high pass around 200 Hz and glue compressor doing 1 to 2 dB reduction. Automate 3 things. The filter opens over 4 bars, the pitch rises from 0 to plus 12, and in the last quarter bar the volume dips by about 2 dB, then you hard cut at the drop. Then do the most important test, and be it. Toggle the riser bus on and off and ask one question. Does the drop feel bigger with it on? If the answer is yes, you did your job. If the answer is no, usually you either have too much low end, too much harsh upper mid, or not enough contrast at the cut. And that's the Deep Jungle Atmosphere riser workflow, layered, spectrally controlled, automated like a producer, then polished on a bus like you actually care how it translates. If you tell me what your drop is, like classic jungle break drop, modern roller, halftime fog, plus the key and what your snare is like, I can suggest a perfect riser length and a frequency lane that won't fight your drums and sub.